Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and this is Powering Your Property, where we bring you the latest in property sector news and updates. Now, the Urban Redevelopment Authority has recently released its full set of real estate statistics for the first quarter of the year, and we're joined today by Wong Xing Yang, Head of Research Singapore at Cushman & Wakefield, to find out more about the report. Xing Yang, thank you so much for joining us today.
Always happy to join the show.
It's always wonderful to have you with us. And let's start off by taking a closer look at the office sector, because island-wide vacancy rates reached 11.9%. That's increasing by 1.2 percentage points in the first quarter of the year. Given the shift to work from home and alternative working models, was this really a surprise?
Yes. So in the first quarter of this year, we saw occupiers give up space across several markets. And this includes the downtown core, outside central region and Orchard. And so this led to an increase in vacancy rates. And we observed that this was really mainly driven by the downtown core, the CBD, which we saw a decline of about 300,000 square feet in that absorption, right, as occupiers readjust their spatial requirements and give up space to adapt to the hybrid work approach. And also at the same time, they're also able to achieve cost savings.
So as hybrid work persists, is this something that we can, this trend, something that we can expect to continue as well?
I think going forward, we would still see further consolidation of spaces as leases near expiry. Because the appeal of being able to cut costs while as you embark on hybrid work approach, looks really attractive to many companies. So I think we will still see further consolidations as they experiment with reduction of space, and they'll be looking at how that affects their productivity. And we've already seen this in the financial sector, which are one of the key demand drivers in the central area. And we've seen many reported examples of banks, who have scaled back their office spaces in the CBD. And also, I think going forward, we estimate around at least about 500,000 square feet of office spaces in the CBD may be released by banks as secondary or shadow spaces over the next 2 years.
Despite this increase in the number of vacancies, we're still seeing rents in the central office rental space on the rise. Is this a result of trying to counter that increase in vacancies with an increase in rental rates?
Part of it, yes, I agree. Despite high vacancy rates, I think landlords are still holding firm on their rents. I think there's a lot of anticipation. Also given that more people are returning to the office, and there's also an expectation that there'll be a further relaxation of safe management measures, given that the COVID situation seems largely under control in Singapore, and also the recovery economic growth, for Singapore for 2021. So the increase in rents also could be driven by the higher quality office spaces, right? As you're seeing a flight to quality trend in Singapore. So even though firms may take up lesser space going forward, right, firms are actually considering higher quality offices that are able to provide a better environment for their employees, and also to incentivize employees to return to the office. So as such, we could see on a per square foot basis, the premium for grade A offices wide over lower grade offices widen as tenants take up better but perhaps smaller spaces.
So let's shift to the retail sector now. The buzzword over the past year has been omni-channel retail. So what impact are we seeing in the retail sector? Similar trend there?
Based on the latest stats, we saw that central area, which includes the CBD and Orchard, rents and prices have declined, right, amidst the border restrictions and also higher levels of remote working. But on the other hand, we saw that the fringe area retail, they did better, but with an increase in prices and rents also saw a more moderate decline. And this is due to their close proximity to the residential catchments. But notably, one trend we've seen is that vacancy rates in Orchard, they seem to be stabilizing, even though they though currently still at the highest vacancy rate for Orchard historically since available data. But given that the vacancy rates are stabilizing, this affirms, the relevance of Orchard as a iconic shopping district. And we also have seen, like retailers still taking up space in Orchard despite the dearth of tourists, and demand is coming from established online born retailers, right, which are taking up physical retail spaces to provide, additional customer touch points and the omni-channel experience. And also, besides, online retailers, there's also activities from F&B and activity-based tenants who have leveraged on lower rents to expand.
And we have seen some of those luxury retailers during earnings season perform relatively well despite the current ongoing pandemic. So what does this mean for your outlook for the retail sector for the second half of the year?
In our view, the retail market, we may see bottom up towards the end of 2021 as we have seen improved retail sales, the relaxation of safe management measures. Right. And also, the latest retail sales data also shows that retail sales has risen, right? And this is a turnaround from what we saw for retail sales last year. So in 2021, I think we could still see further decline in retail rents as market conditions still remain challenging, though it will be at a much more gradual pace.
We're speaking with Wong Xianyang, Head of Research Singapore at Cushman & Wakefield. So, Xianyang, let's move to the private residential sector, because we have seen prices accelerate in the first quarter of 2021, the third consecutive quarterly growth. Meanwhile, the total private residential sales saw a 18.2% quarter-on-quarter growth and 91.8% year-on-year growth. So what's driving demand, and what do these sales figures mean moving forward?
So the increase in prices was driven by both lender and non-lender segments. And with the lender segment, I think outperforming, growing by 6.7% and 2.5% quarter on quarter respectively. So lender prices rebounded in the first quarter of 2021. As we saw robust demand for landed properties and good class bungalows, which drove prices higher. So this really attests to the growth of wealth in Singapore and also a preference for landed homes, which reflects prestige and exclusivity. And the surge in volumes is a testament to the strong underlying demand for private residential homes, but it's also characterized by the current unique situation where international borders remain largely closed and but home buying activities are not distracted by seasonal factors such as travel during the Chinese New Year and the March school holidays. And so from these figures, what we can see is that there's really pent-up demand for homes, and liquidity in the market still looks strong. And this demand can continue as the economy recovers further.
So the million-dollar question then, are we likely to see cooling measures, and what might they look like?
So the probability of cooling measures, I would say it has increased. The form and the magnitude, I think it's still, no one can say for sure, right? Because how this would really have broad implications for the entire market. And also given that, there are some sectors of the economy that are still not doing that well. So, the cooling measures that may come on board would have to be really fine-tuned, right, to ensure that that the market is not destabilized.
So what's your outlook then for the private residential market? Are we likely to see prices continue on this type of trajectory?
As the economy recovers, I think we'll see continued demand. Mm-hmm. Right. There's still a very strong local preference for residential property investment. Mm-hmm. And also this is not surprising given the market's strong track record. Right. And furthermore, you also have looked at rents. Rents are also increasing. So while this may not really drive investment, sales volume, but it is something that speaks to the health of the private residential market. So definitely for sure, there'll be ongoing demand for the private residential sector.
Wonderful. Well, Wong Xianyang, thank you so much for speaking with us today and sharing all those insights and updates on the property market right here in Singapore.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Wong Siang-Yang, Head of Research, Singapore at Cushman & Wakefield. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.